I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. You're the one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, no, you know I found my way back.
They tell me I should fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gon' sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how this crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
This crooked smile.
The one that was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, no, you know I'm on my way down.
So all the women with the flaws know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. Hey baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be. And that's you. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that creepy smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. You're the one that was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, now you know I come away back round.
Crooked smile with your style on them.
Back round.
Crooked smile with your style on them.
You're the one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, no, you know I'm on my way back.
We don't look nothing like the people on the screen. You know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to...
Hello, hello, guys. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, guys. This is Hark Radio right here in the Ybor campus in Tampa, Florida. I am so happy. I would like to hear your voice before we start. First of all, I would like to introduce the people that we're gonna have today speaking on today. Right here we have
Mora. Hey guys.
Right here we have my guy
Jaden. What's up? What's up?
And
my name's Alexis. Hello.
How you doing, guys? How's your morning? How's everybody doing?
I definitely need some more sleep.
Any
Same,
comments?
I'm a little tired.
Same. I was fighting sleep this morning.
Any comments about the weather? No more winter?
Ooh. This is the type of weather I love. It's not that cold. So I can wear my shorts, pair of pants, and, you know, be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like whenever it gets cold outside, I want it to be hot. Whenever it's hot, I want it to be cold. So I don't know. But I like this weather right now.
I'm kind of depressed, honestly. I'm sorry about the Floridian guys.
Yeah.
I love cold.
Screw us, I
what?
Guess.
I love cold. I was so happy in January, the first week of January. Oh, man, I was the happiest man in the world.
What? It was gloomy, though. Gloomy the whole day.
It was great. I was freezing, and I love it. I love the fact that I'm freezing.
Are you Colombian? Really?
I'm Colombian. The thing is that in my city is cold.
Oh.
So that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm sorry, guys. Alrighty, guys. It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. One more time, we're here on the Ybor campus in Tampa, Florida. And this is Round the World, mm-hmm. where we speak about culture, lifestyle, and things around the world.
Indeed.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this this show today.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start, I would love to introduce my team one more time and the topic that we're gonna touch today. So Mora, why don't you start with your
I'm gonna be talking about the circadian rhythm. You guys ever heard of circadian rhythm?
I have not.
It's a natural it's a natural clock for our body, like 24-hour clock for our body. So neat. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun.
All right, all right. What about you, Jaden?
I'm just starting off, so I think I'm going to just piggyback off of everybody else's thoughts.
Fair.
And maybe, I don't know, freestyle if.
Gotcha.
Love that. All right. Thank you for joining us, Jaden. We're happy that you're part of the team now.
Oh, we're so happy.
Yeah, all right, Alexis.
And hello, I'm Alexis, and I'll be talking about influential Black people in animation.
Okay.
Animators, creators, showrunners, and voice actors.
Awesome. That's awesome. Interesting. So, guys, before we go right into the first part of the show, I would like to give you a music break and... What's coming up? My topic. Last week, we were talking about the American dream, a new reality. And we were not able to kind of touch some aspects of this topic. So today, we're going to have part two of the American dream, the new reality.
Oh,
so
wow.
Guys, please stay tuned. I'm going to leave you with a little music break. And I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, what song is it, though?
We're going to have Kintsugi by Humbi.
That's great.
Ooh.
Invítame a bailar, toma mi líbrame, mi cálido atardecer, eres lo que el sol siempre quiso ser, deslumbrante eres, tan reciente lo tocas y oro se hace, lo que tocas oro se hace, a puros quilates, cámbiame, júntame en ese channel, cuida mi espalda, nunca me sueltes, ponte cerca pa' decírtelo al oído. Necesito que muy lento se vaya la ropa. Si sobra algo yo te lo quito. Solo quiero ser tu favorito. Tú tienes algo en tu poder que yo necesito. Que necesito, lo necesito.
Necesito que vuelva a tu sueño y la ropa se sale.
Hello, guys. Welcome back. Thank you one more time for tuning in. And we're going to jump right into our first topic. Mm-hmm. I am a little bit excited for mm-hmm. all the topics you guys got.
Yeah, I think they're all interesting.
They're going to be, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And I would love to start with mine, actually. So one more time for the people that was yeah. not here on last show. We were talking about the American dream and the new reality that it is, mm-hmm. how the immigrants have changed the country, how, like, I mean, politically, economically, in all the fields. And I would love to give you guys some contributions and changes yeah. the immigrants have done for the United States mm-hmm. not to be the American dream anymore that everybody thought it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, was it ever like that? Was it ever a perfect country, you know? Was it ever the most beautiful place to live? And is it now? Is the United States now the most beautiful place to live?
Questionable.
Well, you are going yeah. to be the one to determine this. You're going to be the one to determine this. So I would like to actually, guys, give you some data. The immigration has not only created a new demographic reality, but it completely changed the American dream and the perfect idea this country was.
Okay, but what was the perfect idea of a American
So now,
country?
If we really think about the perfect idea, you know, I'm an immigrant. Mm-hmm. If 10 years ago you would have asked me, You want to go to the United States? How do you think about the United States? Mm-hmm. How do you think it is? Man, I was like, man, that's my dream. I think mm-hmm. that's heaven. Yeah. If you would have asked me like 10
yeah,
years ago,
yeah, big opportunity for us.
Yes, mm-hmm. I mean in our countries like Colombia, Venezuela, yeah. Mexico, the reality is mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. You know, the reality, the social reality, political reality is different. So when we really When we talk about a dream is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's like mm-hmm.
I guess that's like an American born yeah. here. It's like mm-hmm. I kinda take yeah. that for granted. Yeah,
I know. To determine this, we will discuss some contributions, as already said, and changes immigrants have done to the United States. I would like to share with you that this data that I'm gonna be giving you guys is coming directly from the American Immigration Council that was given in a mm-hmm. press release in June of 2024.
Oh, so legit.
It's kind of recent. It's kind of recent.
Look at you, data man.
I know.
Real researched man.
I'm trying my best. So some contributions the immigrants have done to the United States is the labor force.
Oh, of course.
Immigrants mm-hmm. increase the labor force, which drives economic growth, and you know they work in many industries, you know, construction, agriculture, healthcare. That's one of them. I think that's the most important right now, mm-hmm. the labor sure. force. Something that I never thought about it is the new businesses. Mm-hmm. Immigrants start new businesses at higher rates than U.S.-born individuals,
if
you guys didn't know that.
So they're, like, most likely to be, like, entrepreneurs and stuff?
Yes, correct. Huh. Like, new stores, like, restaurants, like, stuff like that. Not only, like, big businesses, mm-hmm. but small businesses
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, of course.
And now, according to BBC News, did you know that 1 in 5 business owners in 2014 were immigrants.
In 2014?
Yeah, 2014. Ooh. I mean, that was only 10 years ago. Now imagine now.
Imagine now, yeah.
That there's more people.
2014 was 10 years ago. It was like yesterday.
I know. 2014, we just lived the World Cup in Brazil. I was like, man, was it already 10 years ago?
Wow.
Bruh.
Imagine how much they contribute to the country's economy then.
Oh yeah, of course.
And now imagine now that there's more people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember about the data that I gave last week, that there was 47 million immigrants living in the United States.
Oh, yeah, you said that was like about the size of Colombia.
Colombia.
Like the population of Colombia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The population of Colombia, 40. I mean, there are like 50-some right now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, 47 million immigrants living right now in the United States.
Is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a massive number.
That is a big number, man.
Yeah, especially mm-hmm. when you compare it to like a population of an entire place, like yeah. in America right now.
And the number of people that is in right now, now imagine the changes that they are doing to the country for the United States not to be the American dream anymore. I mean, people just come to the country thinking, hey, this is going to be like the perfect life, yeah. perfect. My perfect situation, mm-hmm. but man, try to get a job here for the people. I mean,
oh yeah,
I'm talking about the people that comes in, you know, certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But now imagine the changes that they have done, you know, to the economy, to everything, lifestyle, even lifestyle. Another data I would like to share with you. The immigrants brought populations to cities in areas where the number of people was dying, like Orlando, Las Vegas. 20 years ago, Orlando and Las Vegas, it was big.
Mm-hmm.
It was big, yeah. But it was, the economy was dying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go restaurants, parks, everything, you got everything in cities yeah. like Orlando, Las Vegas, you know, in towns where, small towns where the economy now is kind of reviving,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Now it's like expensive as heck to be.
Oh yeah, it's expensive to be in Orlando. Yeah.
You step a big toe in there, it's like $50 as soon as you step foot.
You go to Universal Boulevard, and you know you're gonna be spending money.
Oh yeah.
I mean, being from Florida and being so close to Orlando, it's uh-huh. been crazy seeing. Like, I mean, even I-4, for example, it's been under construction for forever. And I mean,
no. Really?
Yeah, just like the development and everything is just showing that people's really coming in packs, and they're not stopping.
Now it's packed. Yeah. Everything's packed.
Literally. The roads, the stores. It's like a lot of mm-hmm. things are packed.
So those specific things you guys are saying are some changes, even the small details, even stuff like that. Immigrants have changed the country, you mm-hmm. know. These are only some of the positive things that immigrants have put into this nation, but we have not talked about the negative.
Mm. Oh yeah.
So if you guys would like to hear about the negative points the immigrants have brought into this country. Well, stay tuned for
part 3. Oh my God.
We have a part 3.
Now, oh my God. Yes. I was invested. I was invested.
I know you guys were not expecting it. So, this series, we're going to do a part 3. But yeah, just think about this. And, well, this data is real.
Mm-hmm.
This data is real.
Sure, of course. I wish your hopes up.
For sure.
Please stay tuned for the next part.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have for the next topic to Alexis. We're gonna have Alexis, what you're gonna be talking about one more time?
I'm talking about influential Black people in animation. Yeah.
All righty, so nice. Guys, please stay tuned. I'm gonna leave you guys with a music break, and this song is.
What is it? Shiki no Uta.
I'm sorry.
Also known as the Samurai Champloo ending song, if anyone here is an anime mm-hmm. fan.
Oh, yeah, anime fan.
So please stay tuned. Be right back, guys.
Shiny,
Hey guys, welcome back to Hawk Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Sadly, Juan's gotta leave for his next class.
Pouring out to my friend Juan. Pouring out.
Welcome back. This is Round World, and I'm Maura.
My name's Alexis.
And my name's Jaden.
And here we're gonna be talking about lifestyle, culture, and every other things that is from around the world. So, next segment. Alexis segment.
All right.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay. So I love animation. Don't know if I made that like entirely clear the last time, but you know, I love animation. Grew up just admiring and loving the process of it. And so because it's February, Black History Month, I was what better way to blend those topics together than to talk about influential Black people in animation?
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, and there's a lot more than you think, and some might even surprise you. So one big one, you know, we're going to start off big. One big one is, has anyone ever watched The Backyardigans?
Oh, yeah, that used to be my show when I was a little kid.
I personally never,
You know The Backyardigans more?
I never knew about that. What is that?
Oh, yeah. I forget. You are not American. You are not American. You do not know what I'm talking about.
You got to put me on that.
So The Backyardigans, the premise, it's like an animated show for kids, right? So basically, they're like little anthropomorphic kids. Basically, we got these group of kids. And it's all about like your imagination. So you'll be dropped in the middle of them playing pretend outside. They join you to play pretend. And basically, you get to follow them, you know, on whatever they're imagining at the moment. Say they're like, oh, yeah, you know, hi, guys. We're like pretending to be pirates. We're pretending to be ninjas in the forest.
Ooh.
You know, it's like you get to watch their imagination play out, like as if you're there with them. So, yeah. You ever heard like that TikTok song that was like "Into the Thick of It"?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was from Backyardigans.
Oh, that's from the. Oh wow.
Yeah,
I knew that. I need to be cultured, man.
Good stuff. I know. So the creator of it is Janice Burgess, who, by the way, the sources is NPR.org. Whole article by, there's a whole article about her by Anastasia Solkus, Anastasia Solkus, who wrote about Janice Burgess.
Yeah.
So
Jess Burgess, she started out on WQED, which is a Pittsburgh PBS station, working on, you know, kids media and kids shows. And she even worked on the Sesame Workshop, which is responsible for, of course, the Sesame Street.
I knew it. I figured from the Sesame part.
Yes, you know, it's a quite trademark name. And so she actually started to work to Nick Jr. and became a part of the whole team for that. And then she created in 2004, that was the premiere of The Backyardigans, which, of course, was a hit, had multiple season runs. She worked a lot with Nicola, actually. Let me backtrack 1 second. She worked on Little Bill, and she also worked on Blue's Clues. And then she created The Backyardigans. Let's get the timeline right.
Hey, Little Bill is a deep cut. I don't know if y'all know, but like Little Bill was always on air. Like,
Snow, for real.
Every single time I would get home from school, I would turn on the TV and it would always be Little Bill, the intro. Like, it's still stuck in my head.
Literally, Little Bill was like Black people's Caillou, basically.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, so The Backyardigans, it was a hit, and it's best known for the music, the songs that came from it. Like I said, the whole Into the Thick of It song, that whole thing. There's a lot of like well-known people who like ended up making like the songs. Like, they had Alicia Keys on there. If you don't know who Alicia Keys. Everything's gonna be all right. No, yeah, that's her. She was on there. Y'all know Andre from Victorious, Leon Thomas III.
Oh, I love him.
He was the singing voice for Tyrone, one of the characters from like seasons 2 and a little bit of season 3. Like, from season 2 to season 3, episode 5, he was the singing voice.
Big deal artists.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a lot of people from like the New York City art scene that was also part of like choreography and, and music. Some names that I got was Beth Bagosh, who actually also worked on Bubble Guppies and Higglytown Heroes. No one probably knows who that is. And even Lurie, who worked on T-Force and Double Impact, both movies. So yeah, she is a big thing. And sadly, with most things, comes to an end. Of course, the show ended. And sadly, last year on March 2nd, Janice Burgess did pass away.
Rest her soul.
Yes. Rest to an iconic legend. Figure. Very iconic figure.
Very iconic.
Now, for a person you probably haven't heard of, who was mostly popular on like Twitter and Tumblr, is her name is Kiana Conn Smith, and her Tumblr is Kiana My Art, and she is a writer, director, and storyboard artist and character designer, and she is mostly known for working on Big City Greens. It's like a
City Greens.
Yeah, it's a cartoon on Cartoon Network.
Oh, man,
I think that's one of those newer animations. I've seen it a couple times, but.
I never heard of that before. It's an episodic type show. You know, follows little kids doing little kid things, being crazy and whatnot. It's a really cute show. It's really charming. I think you'd like it. And so she was mostly known for making Pokemon fan art on Twitter and Tumblr. But of course, she got into like storyboarding and stuff, which had her working on Big City Greens. She also worked on Pokemon Path to the Peak, which was like a newer Pokemon
Oh, queen. Wow.
I know, right?
She did a lot.
Of course. And she's actually in the process of making her own show right now as we speak.
Nice.
It's called I Don't Want to Be a Magical Girl, which is about a girl named Aika who wants nothing more than to be a normal girl, but has a full-time job as a magical girl. She does not like her job and just wants to be normal. And sadly, her job is forcing her not to be.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, I might have to watch that whenever it comes out.
Of course. It's really funny. And of course, you can support her on her, you know, her art account, which is Kiana My Art.
Yeah, I might have to check that out.
Yeah.
So.
Next, what do we got?
We have animators. Both of these, the sources for those were found on fountaindale.org. Which was an article called Black History Month Animator Spotlight, which I was like, wow, thank you for helping me out here. Basically did a good amount of my work for me. Thank you, Fountaindale. Yeah. So, Floyd Norman. Floyd Norman was the first African-American animator to work for Disney in 1957. During the freaking Civil Rights Movement, which was from 1954 to 1968. So he joined like when tensions were high.
Yeah.
That's legendary.
Literally, that's legendary.
He worked on Sleeping Beauty, 101 Dalmatians, The Jungle Book, and he left for a bit to do his own things, and then came back in 1970. Remember, Civil Rights Movement from 1954 to 1968. So he was working during the height and during basically like the cool down, kind of.
And he dropped three gems, too. Those are iconic movies.
They
all three
are.
Of them.
And he also worked on Robin Hood, Toy Story
Robin
2,
Hood.
Monsters, Inc., Mulan, and more.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy for me how he can turn like the tiniest opportunity he has into a big thing.
Literally.
A big thing. Oh, my God.
Like, that's a legendary run, especially being the first African-American animator to work for Disney. Mm-hmm. Like, already you have expectations on you to be a certain way. You got to, like, exceed it.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
And he did.
Did and more. Another animator is Ian Jones Quarry, who is best known for being a director and executive producer for Steven Universe.
Steven Universe.
I heard
about it a lot, but I never watched it.
My little sister loves that show.
Yeah, I love Steven Universe. People give it a bad rep because, you know, sometimes it's cringy. I love it. All right, that was for me. And so, yeah, and he also, other than that, he also is married to Rebecca Sugar, who is the creator of Steven Universe. So, you know, it's like a little, it's a cute little thing, though, the fact that he worked for them. But he also kind of has a legendary run, too, because he was a storyboard artist for Adventure Time.
Ooh, hey, my favorite show of all time.
I love Adventure Time.
Do you know about Adventure Time, Aura?
I heard about Adventure Time. I seen a couple of episodes too.
What you think?
Oh, it's good. It's just I didn't have the privilege to watch Adventure, even the whole Cartoon Network, because you know it's considered international channel in my country. So it's like privileged kid.
Only those with like the money to afford.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're in the States now. We got Hulu. We got Netflix. We gotta put you on.
I grew up a Cartoon Network kid. I mean, that was my show. I would watch it until it turned into Adult Swim. Like it was just like early 2010. It's just amazing.
I heard about Adult Swim a lot. What is it?
It's like basically what you think it is. It's like after Cartoon Network After Dark.
Yeah.
It's like for the adults. Like, it has more mature.
Like
shows,
like jokes
like
too.
Family Guy. And
Okay. Now I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like it plays in the midnight.
Yeah. It plays in the night when the children are supposed to be asleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it starts pretty early though. I remember it would cut on around like 7 or 8 o'clock.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no kid going to sleep at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But
I remember it would always be King of the Hill. That's
King of the Hill was funny
show.
Though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I was younger, I didn't appreciate King of the Hill because of the art style. But when you grow up, you're like, this is actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, along with Story of Adventure Time, in 2015, he created the show OKKO, Let's Be Heroes.
I heard of that one, too.
Yeah. It's like kind of in the same vein as Steven Universe, but like different. It's about like a kid wanting to be a hero. It's a typical story about that. But it is really good. It's one of those where like the plot progresses. It progresses. It seems childish at first, and then it grows into something that's like even more by the end of it. Same with like Adventure Time. And now for some voice actors. These two voice actors I picked out because they're kind of iconic right now. They're like fairly new to the voice acting game.
Yeah.
And they might voice some characters that you know. So one I would like to start with is Zeno Robinson.
Zeno Robinson
is mostly known for being the English dub for Hawks in My Hero Academia. He's also like the English voice actor from Genya, you know, for Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Genya's like the one with like the funky haircut with like the shade side.
Oh, yeah.
He's the English voice for him too. But yeah, some names you might know. Of course, we had, like I said, there's Hawks. He voiced Remy in Big City Greens, and him and Kiana, they both like interact with each other on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. You know, have these little inners. What's the word I was looking for? You know, within the community. He's also in the new Spider-Man animated. No, not that one. It's just came out like this year. It's called Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Oh, I saw an ad on my phone, but or no, it was on my PlayStation. I think it's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah. He voices two characters from that, Harry Osborn and Mr. Campbell. I have not seen any, like, I haven't watched any real episodes from it yet, so I can't really comment on it. But it does look cool. It kind of, like, I like how these days more animation studios are going for, like, a more comic or funky animation style when it comes to, like, superhero media. I think it's fun that they get to play around with that.
I think mm-hmm. that Spider-Verse is really the one that, like, paved the way for that, because I feel like after, like, all the animated mm-hmm. movies uh-huh. and TV shows have kind of, like, followed that same, not narrative, but it's like art style.
Yeah,
like making it different instead of it just being normal. Like they switch it up, like how in Puss in Boots, like the recent Puss in Boots movie, mm-hmm. it's like supposed to look like a little oil painting, like a mm-hmm. hand painted thing, and it's cool.
Yeah, like they have like impact frames and everything. So I feel like the animation game is really like evolving
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm. And another voice actor I'd like to bring up is Anaris Quiñones, who also was in My Hero Academia as Mirko. Like the tan lady with the bunny outfit, mm-hmm. her. I love her so much. Love that character. And she was also in Demon Slayer.
Oh, in Demon Slayer,
too? Yeah, she's in Demon Slayer,
too. Oh, wow.
She's a Hinatsuru. So, you know, dang, what's his name? The flashy guy. Mm-hmm. The guy with, like, all the jewelry. Do you remember his name?
Oh, the dude.
Tengen?
Well, he was the, he had the sound swords, right?
Yeah, his whole thing was, like, the sound thing.
Yeah.
I think his name is Tengen.
Oh, he's the one with look it up though.
Yeah, he's the one with. Oh yeah, I could. Yeah, he's the one with the three wives.
I can't recall.
Dang.
Yeah, okay, look it up real quick.
Let me look it up for you so I can give you a little visual. Oh wow! But yeah, he's the one with the three wives, and she voices one of them. She kind of voices like the favorite one.
So Demon Slayer got some melanin going on.
At least behind Demon the scenes.
Got some culture.
At least behind mm-hmm. the scenes. See, he's this one.
Oh, okay. Now I recall. Yeah. I remember now.
Yeah, that fight scene he had. Yeah. Awesome. Amazing. Yeah,
that's like one of my favorite animated movies.
Yes. But yeah, she's her. Mm-hmm. And she also, for a brief moment, if anyone's a Bleach fan, so Bleach, Blood. Yeah, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. She was Yorichi.
Mm.
Oh.
Yorichi used to be my childhood crush. I'm not going to lie.
I know. Like, she was a lot of people's, I heard. So I was like, I know someone's going to know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Somebody's going to know. But yeah. And one that I'm really happy about because I love fighting games. She's in Street Fighter VI as Kimberly.
Street Fighter.
Yeah. Oh. So like Kimberly's like she fights and with like spray paint.
That's cool.
But yeah. There's a lot of Black people that are like mm-hmm. in animation and stuff like that. And I love that because, you know, it took us a long time to like get to this point where a lot of us, even behind the scenes, can like make a way, like a path for ourselves to be shown up. Like even the people that mm-hmm. we voiced, it doesn't necessarily have to be like Black people that we voiced, but the fact that we're able to voice them at all, it's like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even mm-hmm. like anyone here watch Dandadan?
Oh, yeah. I started watching that, yeah.
Yeah, the English dub for him, Kenta Akakura,
uh-huh.
or Okron, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Black.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, let me get his name. I don't want to just tell y'all information. Yeah. But, yeah, it's like, it takes a lot of time to, like, get to the point that we are, and I feel like when you recognize it, you need mm-hmm. to appreciate it, right?
And also all the, like, legendary crafts that they all worked on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Mm-hmm. It's all done for a meaning, and I just appreciate the fact that everyone is like in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I can't get the thought out of my head, but I hope y'all understand where I'm coming mm-hmm. from.
Yeah, just the impact of it.
Yeah, the impact.
And also got the name. His name is AJ Beckles. He is the voice of Ken Takakura, aka Okran.
Shout out AJ.
Oh, that's great.
Shout out AJ. But yeah, that's all I got.
That's interesting.
I know.
Oh my God.
Researching it, I was like, oh my God, I have never even heard of Floyd Norman. This is cool.
All right. Maybe you can inform our friends that are tuning in, where can they watch these shows?
Okay, so like anime, you know, there's Crunchyroll, Funimation, mm-hmm. Hulu, Netflix has some. When it comes to like cartoons, once again, Hulu and Netflix, or like, you know, they're mostly under like Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. So mm-hmm. if you have cable, if you have yeah. cable, they probably have reruns of it right mm-hmm. now. And yeah.
That's
and
great.
Like I said,
that's
for
great.
Kiana Conn-Smith, her Tumblr and all her accounts are under Kiana My Art, KianaMaiArt. Mm-hmm. And you should check her out.
Definitely check her out.
Of course.
All right. That was interesting, Alexis.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the circadian rhythm, which is my segment.
Ooh.
But before that, we're going to have a music break. This is Colossa by Oxlade. And we'll see you guys in a minute.
So many reasons why I want you for you, my love. Now you want to retire with my love. See all the little things you do, they make me no. This distance is taking a hold of me for sure. Baby, come. Should be not these kind of things where they make man see ya. And me, I understand, so your dad no like me. See me, I won't make it no, say me there for you, cara. And if not, the price be that, I feel like to see ya. I never traded you for nothing.
This love
will make me the jack machine.
With that, you are not free to love.
You said the winter to you.
Bingo.
I never treated you, baby.
This love
for making me this
thing.
No.
I'ma get that little bit what's up, bingo. I'ma want to make it again. I'ma get that one, make you. Baby, I'ma like make you.
Hello guys, that was Colossa by Oxlade. A great song choice, right? Do you guys like the song?
Yes, I did. I actually forgot that I even knew it. I was like, oh, I remember this.
Yeah, you know that.
I remember this melody.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
For those
Very
of you guys
Caribbean.
Who just, oh yeah, right? Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you guys who just tuned in, hello, welcome back. This is Around the World. This is in Hog Radio Station. And in Around the World, we're going to be talking about lifestyle, art, culture, animation, and
yeah.
every other things yeah. around the world.
Around the world.
Great. So next segment, we're going to be talking about the circadian rhythm. Before we start, I'm going to ask you guys, do you guys have trouble sleeping?
All the time.
Yeah, admittedly, sadly.
I can never wake up and not feel mm-hmm. tired.
This morning, I fell asleep like 5 different times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I always wake up early, but then my body's like, yeah, no, you're going back to sleep.
Uh-huh. It's like, okay, I set up my alarm. You know what? I'm going to go back to sleep and then set up another alarm.
No, literally. Had 2 alarms back to back. Set an alarm for 15 minutes, and then another alarm separate from that went off. I was like, okay, I'll get up. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sleep through an alarm. Alarms don't even help me.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys stay up late usually? Or?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I try not to. I try to make a habit like around mm-hmm. 9 o'clock to like wind down, or at least 9:30. Mm-hmm. But I always end up being on a screen, like my phone or like my laptop
yeah.
or something.
So do you guys know that staying up late and stuff, that affects our circadian rhythm?
I figured.
Do you guys know what circadian rhythm is?
I do not.
Okay. So actually, in our body, we have a natural clock. natural 24-hour body clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, circadian rhythm is actually a physical, mental, and behavioral change an organism experiences over a 24-hour cycle. And you guys can find this information from official website of National Library of Medicine.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, circadian rhythm. Three main hormones that affects it. Mm-hmm. That helps the circadian rhythm. That distinguish between daily activities and your sleep schedule. And you guys can find this information as well from a YouTube video called Why Are Teens Tired in School by Sprouts. If you guys wondering if you want to check it out, check it out. But I'm going to break it down right here.
Gotcha. Sprouts like the store?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I
was like, the Sprouts from the store make this?
Yeah, it's a channel called Sprouts, and they have this one YouTube video that I used as source called Why Are Teens Tired in School? And from that video, I found out that there are three main hormones that takes a big part in our circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
There are, first, melatonin. Ever heard of melatonin?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Melatonin, the hormone itself, it helps you to fall asleep and actually sensitive to light. Now, this plays a big part in our circadian rhythm. And then the second one, it's cortisol. Ever heard of cortisol?
I feel like I have, but
red, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So cortisol, it helps you to dream and actually wakes you up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then the third one is called acidonin, and it helps you to reduce your alertness and tire you out. So, yeah, whenever you feel tired, that's probably your acidonin.
I'm going to use that as an excuse now. Be like, y'all, my acidonin acting up.
Oh, my God.
My acidonin acting up. I got to go home.
It's not me. It's my circadian rhythm.
Yeah, my circadian rhythm said I need to go to sleep right now.
Yeah. Like I said, the melatonin is actually sensitive to light. So if y'all have trouble sleeping, that's probably because you got a bright room.
What about, like, phone screens? Do you think that affects
phone
it, too?
Phone screen, that affects you, too.
Dang.
Because every tiniest, even tiniest light can mess up the melatonin. It can stop the melatonin to work and actually makes you fall asleep.
So, like, you know how, like, some TVs, when you, like, turn it off, it has a, like, little red dot? Like, that would mess up my circadian rhythm?
Wait, the red dot?
Okay, so, like, on some TVs, mm-hmm. when you turn them off, they have, like, a little light indicating if it's on or off. And some will have, like, a little red dot. So if us, like, it's, like...
Probably not that little.
Not that
probably
little?
Probably not that tiny. But if it's, like, it has, like, a blue effects. What do you call it?
Blue light.
Yeah, blue light effects. Probably that would eventually mess up your melatonin to work.
Okay. So yeah. Definitely phone screen.
Definitely phone screen.
Yeah, sure. I sleep with my TV on, so I think I can see how that probably affects me.
Oh, man. You got a TV in your room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm balling.
Oh. Big balling.
Okay, so three factors of a disrupted circadian rhythm. First one, like I said, artificial lights.
Mm.
The lamp, your lamp, your bed lamp, whatever, your TV. That is one of the main factors of a disrupted circadian rhythm. And then next thing is early school schedule.
Mm,
so okay, what time did you guys have to wake up for school back then?
Like in high school and stuff?
Yeah, like in high school.
I would always be late. So I'm going to be honest. I was never on time for first period. So I'll say I'll wake up at 8. I'm going to be honest.
Wait, what time does school start though usually?
For me, I think it's like starts like 8:30.
Yeah, I would say 8:30.
8:30.
So I guess I like get up at like 6:30.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I lived close to the school, so
I didn't live
like far from the school, so I wouldn't have to wake up too early.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, because when I was younger, when I was in middle school, I had to wake up earlier because the bus wouldn't go where I was living, so I had to go to where my aunt was to get the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So like for that, I'd have to wake up around like 4:30,
5 o'clock. Oh, that's
things. Never been a big morning person. I remember coming to school late, even mm-hmm. in elementary school. So it's just, I don't know. I'm not one of those people mm-hmm. that likes the morning.
Yeah. Well, back in my country, like literally every school starts at least 6:45 a.m.
6:45.
I'm still in my bed.
Yeah, that definitely messed up my circadian rhythm.
Oh, girl,
I gotta wake
sure.
up at least at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. If traffic's bad, definitely 4 a.m.
Oh,
but 6:45 or at least 7.
That's crazy.
So 6:45, the first bell is rang, and then 7 is actually when this class started.
Yeah, that's a bit too much for
me. That's a little bit too early, right?
Just a little bit. Privileged American here. That's a little bit too early for me. I don't think I want to deal with that.
Yeah, next up, the last factor, work schedule.
Mm. It's that dang job.
Any night shifters here? Yes. I am a night shifter.
Yeah.
Are you a night shifter?
I close a lot, so.
Yeah.
I don't work a lot during the nighttime, mm-hmm. but sometimes, especially during Fridays, my job, yep. it used to be open until 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be home until like 11:30, 12, but they changed it to 9. So thankfully, I get home a little early.
Yeah.
As a person who does, like you said, close somewhat often, yeah.
Yeah.
Because my store closes at like 10. And then that's not including like me having to clean up and do all the things like closers do. So I usually like get off around what? Typically 10:30, mm-hmm, get home around 11. Yeah. It's a little crazy.
Yeah, I work the closing shift. And it usually takes me about 30 minutes to an hour to actually get the closing task done. So when the store closes at 9:30, I'm going to get home at about 10:30 or 11. And when it's weekend, the store closed at 11, so then I'm going to have to do the closing task, and it took me about an hour. And then I'm going to be home at 12.
12?
12.
Home at 12?
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have my morning class the next day.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That's a little bit too much at once.
That's probably like, mm-hmm. like 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Don't you need like 8? To be like a stable person.
Okay, so reminding y'all again, I found this data from the YouTube videos by Sprouts channel. It's called Why Are Teens Tired in School? And can you guys guess which type of person actually got disrupted circadian rhythm?
What type of person?
What type of person? Like what profession or? It's
retail.
Retail. Well, yeah, so in general, closer, night shifters, night shift workers, and teenagers.
Oh.
Teenagers in high school. And actually, I have the real data of how many teenagers and night shift workers got affected by it.
Ooh, give us the data,
girl. Mm-hmm. So I found this from the apta.org and official website of National Library of Medicine. So at least 72.7 high schoolers got their circadian rhythm messed up and at least got one sleep disorder.
Oh.
Meanwhile, 51% of the night shift workers have at least one sleep disorder.
I can believe it.
And guess what? I'm both of them. I was a part of both of them. But I'm not a high schooler anymore, so I'm still a student though.
Yeah, in high school I had I used to stay up until like the a.m. and then
mm-hmm.
sleep, miss like half first period, and then just I don't know. I was just never a big morning person ever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually both a morning person and a night person, so I sleep late and I woke up early.
Mm. Yeah, well, I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But actually, though, if you can't avoid staying up late, there's a way to handle this situation to not mess your circadian rhythm. If you a late shift worker, mm-hmm. you can have your workplace lights all turned on. And then by the day, if you want to have a nap or a long sleep, you're going to have to make your room as dark as you can.
Which I guess makes sense.
Yeah, it's an issue body because remember the melatonin mm-hmm. is sensitive to light.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta like trick your body into
thinking. Yeah, I gotta trick into thinking because it's natural body clock.
Mm.
You gotta trick your body into thinking, oh, it's nighttime when it's not, when it's bright outside. So you're gonna have to make your room pitch dark to actually fall asleep and then not mess up your circadian rhythm.
Dang, my bed is near like two windows with no blinds. So oh. I have a little hard time doing that. Sorry.
You have no blinds?
No blinds. What? I just never worried about it that much.
Yeah, my bed is like, the way it's set up is it's on the same wall as the window.
Mm-hmm.
And so some mornings, like the sun would get through that little crack and like mm-hmm. hit me right in my eyes. And it's better than an alarm. I'll say that.
No.
Actually, wait, I misspoke. Not blinds. I have no curtains.
Oh, that's curtains. Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, wait a minute, blinds. No, I'm not freeballing the windows like that. I just don't have curtains. I was about to say.
But yeah, guys, that's the circadian rhythm we were talking about. What do you guys think? Do you guys have a disrupted circadian rhythm by now? Or?
I know my dad definitely has a disrupted circadian rhythm because he works for like Southwest.
He
clocks in early.
Early.
And then he like sometimes pulls doubles. So he'll come back like around like 10:30-ish and then has the nerve. And then like, you know, he sits down, he eats food, he watches TV, and he's up till like what, 12:01 in the morning, and then he goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to work. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Daddy, you are in your 50s. You cannot be doing all of this. You're not in your prime anymore. Yeah, you can't survive living like this. Go to bed.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But that was circadian rhythm for you guys. I hope it helps you guys to understand circadian rhythm in our body. And thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thank you all
that was so much fun.
Yes.
And it was sad that Juan has to go.
But once again, Juan, our heart is out to you. We miss you so much.
Mm-hmm. So, I am Maura.
My name's Alexis.
Mm-hmm. My name is Jaden.
We are Around the World signing out. Thank you guys for tuning in and stay tuned for next week's session.
And I'm leaving out with his lady. Hey. I got your boo in my boo, got a G about to swallow my babies. Hey. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
What's that on that beat?
I ain't even not, ain't not, ain't not, not. Take the car here to the state, and then you seen thought, doing that for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Trying to see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Black card, party in the backyard. Shawty got the black bra showing. Tatted up, had enough. She a bad, bad, that she already know it.
Yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it. Yeah, yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she
a bad, bad, that she already know it.
Yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it. Yeah, yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it.
She gon' make me spend some money on it.
Yeah, she know it.
Whole bank account, I blow it. Go do a show then.
Bring some
more in. Pockets bigger than a Samoan. I'm in the stage every time Shawty go in.
Shawty go in. Shawty go in.
I'm so gone up a throne. I don't know how I'm getting home later on. Like, I ain't even not,
ain't not,
ain't not, not. Take the car here to the state again. You seen the
thought,
doing that for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Trying to see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Shout it thick, thicker than a
snicker.
Every time she do it, it's for me and my
nigga.
And a friend do it with her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and kiss her. Go and go and kiss her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and kiss her. Go and go and kiss her. She keeps looking around, I'ma launch dismissal.
Go and kiss her.
She make us rock, then jiggle.
Then jiggle.
Put on the show then.
Bring
it to win.
Bring it to win.
Booty bigger than a Samoan. I'm in the stage.